Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. At least 15 people have been killed and 18 others are injured in Portugal's capital, Lisbon, because a popular tourist tram came off its rails and crashed. One witness says part of the tram went down a hill and looked out of control before another carriage hit a building.
Ficou sem freio.
It fell about a metre and a half and made a huge crash. It was packed. We stayed to help, but just as we were going to assist, we saw another tram coming downhill. The only thing we could do was to turn and run toward the avenue. I looked back, and I'm sure at least one person managed to get out. They were on the sidewalk when the tram hit the building.
Police say the wife of a suspected police killer, Desi Freeman, might be charged for not helping officers who are searching for her husband. Freeman allegedly shot two police officers dead and injured a third officer in northeast Victoria in Porepunkha. Detective Superintendent Jason Kelly has thanked people for giving information to help with their investigation.
Victoria Police is very pleased in terms of the community assistance we've received to date. We have received hundreds of phone calls and the community is providing information. The associates of Mr. Desmond Freeman are also providing information. What I'd like to appeal to is the community to continue to contact police.
Australia's economy grew by 1.8% in the past year. The data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows that is because people are spending more money on food and travel. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says overall it is good news to see this growth.
It's a very welcome and substantial pickup in growth. Equal fastest quarterly growth rate in almost 3 years and the fastest annual growth rate in almost 2 years.
The Australian government will give $1 million to help Afghanistan recover from deadly earthquakes. Two earthquakes have killed more than 1,400 people in East Afghanistan this week. Members of the Australian Afghan community are also raising money. Khalid Janbaz is the founder of the charity Helping Needy Afghans.
It's important for us to come together now to extend helping hands, to stand next to each other and help all those who are suffering. This is not just about breaking and building. It's almost giving people hope, dignity, and the chance to start again.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.